Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our two of two with the goal to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. I want to go back to the statements that I made right at the end of the hour with Chris Carlson. By the way, Chris does a phenomenal job, doesn't he? There's a few people that make up the topics that come on the radio with me. I'm doubling down in support of the topics they bring up. I'm just saying, some guests love to come on the radio and just, hey, whatever you want to talk about, Sam, we're game. Dr. Scott Bradley's that way. He loves to talk about whatever, topics that I research or want to bring up. Most of the guests are that way. Or once in a while we have a guest on assigned to a specific topic. But Lowell Nelson and Chris Carlson both, they email me ahead of time and say, Sam, what do you think about this topic? And we've got these following points we'd like to make about this topic. And anyway, I bring their topics forward because, look, I'm not the purveyor of all topics. We all research the news and do the best we can. But Chris Carlson and Lowell Nelson both come up with some of the best topics, ladies and gentlemen. They are real researchers, real news makers, because they assemble a lot of details in the news that you may not know. For example, he came up with this idea to compare the tale of two doctors. Then I gathered a lot of the facts relating to more deaths in the world in 2021 than 2020, and same with the United States. I'm the one that brought up the fact that refugees not vaccinated because drug makers fear injury lawsuits from governments that can't protect them. But he brought up this tale of two doctors, Robert Malone versus Anthony Fauci. They bring up the topic. Then they gather all the information they can. I add to it a little bit and research to make sure that I'm, caught up and able to carry the interview, et cetera. But, man, what a great, great, I don't know what you want to say. Educational effort whenever Chris Carlson and or Lowell Nelson are on the radio. Meet Robert Malone. He's the one that found that video, gave it to me. I got the audio ready for the show. I mean, it's a partnership. It's a friendship. Together we carry this forward in a meaningful way. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. It isn't just Sam Bushman. It's all the incredible contributors. And the reason that I spend time on this a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, is I don't want you to think that I get all the credit or deserve all the credit. In fact, I deserve very little. You got Cameron in the back end taking care of everything that you don't see. The only reason I even get the ball to come on your radio is because Cameron and those guys are doing such a great job. And then right when we go on the air, they say, okay, Sam, and they hand me the ball, right? It's great people that are all around that fund this organization. I spend a lot of my own money on it, but you know what? There's unique funders that have come to the table and really made this show possible over the last 25 years. Thank them for all they do. I just want you to understand that it isn't just me. The Malone Doctrine, Chris brought up, and we highlighted that. All right, have you read the book, The Real Anthony Fauci? Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Okay. Great, great stuff. The abuses under Fauci's leadership? Wow. But I want to talk about Ben Carson a little bit more, too, because we teased that last hour, but I think it's worthy of discussion here now. I believe Ben Carson is a straight-shooting, good, honest, moral, Christian man and an incredible mind, one of the lead physicians in the world, right? A lead surgeon, all right? But Dr. Ben Carson was interviewed by people over at the Epic Times for their Epic TV. Pandemic could be solved quickly if politics thrown out. Dr. Ben Carson, boy, howdy, is that a real statement, ladies and gentlemen, from a real leader, right? Let's look around the world at things that work. Let's look at the fact that on the western coast of Africa, there's almost no COVID. And let's ask ourselves why. And then you see it's because they take anti-malarials, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all right? We need to see what's going on there, he says. Let's listen to these physician groups who have had incredible success with ivermectin, right? Wow. Let's look at the results with monoclonal antibodies. Let's look at all of these things. Let's put them all in our, I don't know how he says it, armamentarium. This guy's more educated than I am, right? In our armamentarium. In other words, what he's saying is, let's put all this in our arsenal, right? So that we don't have a one-size-fits-all system. Wow. See, in my opinion, you're talking about honesty with Ben Carson, right? Think about it. Think about what he's seeing or saying. I look at Ben Carson and I go, what a real man. What a real leader. What a hero. And you can find fault with Ben or fault with anybody. I get it. But you know what? When he's right, he's right. We're going to give him credit for being right. Think about that. The Epic Times, one of the very few credible news services that do real journalism, real interviews, real information, who really dig, they got a hold of Ben. They do this interview. The mainstream press simply just out of the mix. But remember, Ben used to work for Trump. Trump loves the vaccines. Ben's saying, wait a minute, take the politics out. There's a ton of other things going on here. We got to openly, candidly, transparent, look at it all. We don't need a one-size-fits-all. See, but I believe that Ben Carson wants to get to the bottom of it and wants the truth. I believe Ben Carson's an honest man. Let's look around the world at things that work. Let's look at the fact, and then he goes in and gives this example. Let's look at the fact that other countries who didn't lock down don't have near the pandemic we have. Let's look at the fact that the more people are vaccinated, it seems like the sicker people become. Let's look at the fact that another rounds of vaccination pushes when they've found death coming from the vaccines. They've literally shut down the program. We can't be the cause of death, they would say. And now they jettison all that. Pandemic could be solved if politics were taken out of it. Ben's right. He's right as rain. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's move from one topic to a very closely related topic, shall we please? From the death that is promoted and carried out by COVID, I believe intentionally created in a lab and intentionally released to destroy the West. To conquer the West. And boy, howdy, it's working. They've ushered in communistic principles over the COVID crisis, more so than in any time in American history. Nevertheless, the death marches on, whether it be COVID, whether it be abortions, right? Listen to this headline. FDA allows abortion pills through the mail. So now you can get an abortion pill in the mail and murder your baby. Murder by mail, ladies and gentlemen. You can vote by mail and you can murder by mail now. Wow. The founding fathers who put the post office as part of the Constitution would be absolutely turning in their graves, wouldn't they? But the FDA allows abortion pills through the mail. The decision, they say, will broaden access to medication abortion. The federal government permanently lifted a major restriction on access to abortion pills. They say it will allow patients to receive the medications by mail instead of requiring them to obtain the pills in person from specially certified health providers. Now, I'm not really for health providers being the purveyor of all medications. So I'm not advocating, but when this comes to pro-death, I don't even care if the pills are distributed by mail. As long as we hold people accountable for murder. See, thou shalt not kill is at the center of this discussion. And a commandment issued by God Almighty, the author, the creator of the universe, the creator of all life, says thou shalt not kill. Now in America, where government, the whole purpose of government is to protect life, not to mention liberty and property, but life. The whole purpose of government to protect life. Now what you have is literally a government that is using the United States Post Office to deliver medication for murder. Now, it's interesting that while COVID's going on, that's how they kind of got this started. They said, well, golly, because of COVID, you can't meet with your doctor and get an abortion pill because you got a social distance, don't you know? So we're going to allow temporarily for us to mail murder pills to women and girls. And so they started it that way. See how the pandemic and this are related? And then now they're saying, well, we're going to make it permanent. You can murder your baby permanently now via pills by the mail. And we'll send it to you via the post office, your taxpayers' expense, you know, partially supplemented by your tax dollars, right on through. And so it's literally pro-death. Now, it's also interesting that not only did they use the COVID as their cover to open this up for several months and then come back and say, well, it's already the way it is. We're just going to make it permanent now. They now are basically releasing these pills while the Supreme Court case is winding through the courts about Arkansas. Or no, I guess this is Mississippi in this case. Mississippi and their abortion discussion. And Texas and their abortion discussion. And so they might say, well, you can't have doctors abort, but you can have pills through the mail. This is an attempt to undermine the courts and set a precedence for murder, leaving the courts sidelined in the discussion. The pro-death agenda marches on. What a disgrace in the freest, should be most pro-life country in the world.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a sad day in the Republic. A lot of people think it's not too big of a deal, but I personally think it's a huge deal. These abortions by chemical or by pill, believe it or not, they say like 42% of the abortions now in America are created by these. What they're going to literally do is say, we don't care what the courts say. We're going to ship drugs across the country. You can murder the baby in the privacy of your own home. Murder pills on the market via mail, creating the ultimate in anonymity. All the protests at abortion clinics will be sidelined. Because, hey, you get, a very discreet envelope to your door, murder your baby inside your home. How are people going to protest? How are people going to try to preach Christ and preach life to you? How many people are going to be able to let you see the ultrasound of your baby, etc.? How are we going to counsel with and work with people who just need love and guidance and protection from the murderers? Well, it's happening in America now. And I'm telling you right now that while the courts debate this, the FDA has doubled down already and made its decision. The decision will broaden access to chemical or medication abortion. It's a real, in my opinion, sad day, folks. Where do we go to from here? The government's becoming the greatest instrument of death via their decisions on COVID or via their decisions on abortion. More and more, we're seeing the government become really the enemy here. What will it mean when the Supreme Court decides? What will they decide? Let's say they say no abortions at the federal level. We're not going to have abortions be the law now. We're going to overturn Roe versus Wade, but we're going to turn it back to the states. Now, how are the states going to deal with a huge apparatus mailing abortion pills into your state? I mean, states can try to create a law against it, but to prevent it, you would have to monitor every single piece of mail that goes between states across state lines. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that this is disaster. Right? This is disaster. What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? How are we going to respond to this? It's getting worse by far, not better. What other technologies will allow the murder of children? I don't know. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Wow, what a shame in America. The CEOs of two of America's biggest airlines testified before Congress on Wednesday and said that wearing masks don't do much to stop the spread of COVID-19 on airplanes. Did you see this? Southwest Airlines' Gary Kelly said that masks don't add much, if anything, to slowing the spread of COVID-19 in an aircraft. Yeah. They say this, the reason that the masks don't do much on airplanes is because the systems already have filters that, you know what, clean the air literally every 3 minutes. It's very safe and very high quality compared to any other indoor settings. Yeah. Now, Joe Biden, as you know, extended the mask mandates for another year. But these CEOs are doubling down. Right? Being inside a plane is very safe. This just creates extra work for airline employees and creates tensions between the airlines and passengers. Yeah. So now they're questioning the mandates. Now, after they stood up in Congress and testified to this, sadly, they got slaughtered. As you can, I'm sure, predict, right? But the CEOs of two American airlines did stand up and tell the truth. Here's the problem, in my opinion. Now the CEOs are starting to back away from their statements. Not because they don't believe they're true, but because of the attacks and the abuse. Right? So that's the deal. That's the deal, folks. They're not backing off this because they don't, or that they've changed their mind, or that they've gotten greater enlightenment. It's the abuse that they're taking. Right? CEO Gary Kelly said masks don't add much, if anything, to slowing the spread of the COVID-19. in an aircraft environment. Now, that's a very bold statement, right? American Airlines CEO Doug Parker then agreed, saying the aircraft is the safest place you can be because of the filtration systems, is why they're saying that, right? What do you think? They say that, believe it or not, an airplane is safer than ICU. Now, I don't know if I go that far. But the bottom line is now these CEOs are being so attacked that they're backing off of their statements. Think about that, folks. But here's the deal. Why do you have the government in the middle of this in the first place? Huh? Think about that. Why do we have the government in the middle of this in the first place? The airlines are going to the government and saying, golly, this is too hard for us on our employees to deal with. And they testified before Congress. Well, at issue, ladies and gentlemen, is the issue about the airlines getting so much money from taxpayers because of COVID bailouts, if you will. So that's why they're kind of there testifying or whatever. They're getting a lot of money. And now they're saying, hey, this compliance is just too much. It's just too out of control. It's not necessary. It causes all kinds of problems. And you know what? The science just isn't there. Well, there's people that debate this. They say, well, all airlines don't have the same filtration systems. Older planes aren't up to snuff. That's probably true to some degree. But do masks do any good? They give me my crackers or my whatever, my pretzels or my peanuts or my Biscoffs or whatever those things are called, cookies. And I take off my mask and then I drink my Coke and I eat my cookies and then I hurry and put my mask right back on, right? But if I breathe in the air while my mask is off while I'm eating and it cycles every 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, how does that all work? Well, they're depending on the filtration systems, folks. So these masks are just not necessary. You know what? They're not necessary anywhere. But when these CEOs and when these people testify about the planes, you get it. It's creating all kinds of problems. When are we going to back away from this? And you say, well, Sam, no, it works. Masks work. The air filtration works. Well, then why did we get the Omicron? How did that happen? Did it happen because masked, vaccinated people internationally on planes left and then came back with virus and or came to America with a virus? Is that how it happened? See, what we're being told is just not genuine, not honest. And that's why I really commend Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Ben Carson. Let's look around the world at everything. Let's look at things that work. And I'm telling you right now, if the vaccinations and the masks and the social distancing and the everything, why do we have the Omicron here? How did that happen? And why is the Omicron, out of all the people that have it, 80%, in not only America, but Israel as well, are vaccinated? How does that work? And how do we have, literally in 2021, more death around the world and in the United States from COVID versus 2020? I must ask, are things getting better? All right, I got great news. Dr. Scott Bradley will be with us in seconds. You are listening to Sam Bushman on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, globally syndicated talk show.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of Nyssa Brown, a 13-year-old girl from Bowling Green, was found in a Kentucky neighborhood last night, raising the death toll in the state to 90. Tornadoes devastated Kentucky and five other states 1 week ago. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to seize Alec Baldwin's cell phone as they investigate the deadly shooting on the movie set Rust.
The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me till probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
ABC News added the music underneath. The cinematographer was killed on October 21st. He claimed the gun malfunctioned. The Senate voted 75-18 on Thursday to confirm Nicholas Burns, a widely respected former career diplomat, as U.S. ambassador to China. Mr. Burns is the first Senate-confirmed ambassador in Beijing in more than 14 months. We are USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As the Build Back Better bill is on hiatus, Democrats are now focused on taking voting rights away from states.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is turning the attention of the Senate to voting rights as discussion of the Build Back Better Act is on standstill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell tells the Senate on Thursday morning he thinks the Democrats' pursuit of voting reform is a power grab.
We have discussed over and over again why Democrats will not be allowed to federalize our elections and lord over all 50 states like a self-appointed board of elections on steroids. My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting.
Democrats say they're targeting voting restrictions in Republican-led states. This as President Biden says he may be willing to wait till 2022 for a vote on Build Back Better if the Senate can pass voting rights legislation.
Tim Berg reporting. We are USA Radio News.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to welcome Dr. Scott Bradley back to the broadcast. Welcome, my dear friend.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to visit with you and all of your listeners. And it's particularly amazing in the miraculous events that have come about over the last few months. I mean, by everybody's accounting, I shouldn't be here. And it's a good morning every time there's a morning, you know, because that morning brings another kind of probability of being able to continue doing the things God wants us to do.
I feel like I'm in the Rocky movie, sir. Every day you're getting stronger and you sound better all the time.
Well, thank you. That's, you know, I tell everybody my progress is slow because I remember what 4 months ago was, but everybody that's been watching for the last 3 months is saying every single step of the way has been a miracle. And I tell people, you know, maybe this is a Christmas miracle. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, miracles still happen, and all those that prayed on our behalf, I truly believe, participated in a miracle, and they should feel really good about that, that God heard their prayers.
Amen to that. And I will also say that not only are you getting stronger every day, which is delightful, you know, I am having a hard time with this COVID-19, and let me explain what I mean. I am absolutely beyond a doubt convinced that not only was it literally weaponized, intentionally so, but it was released to the world intentionally so, really to destroy the West, to create mayhem and murder, to reduce the population, to carry out all the goals of the globalists, etc. But it seems to me now beyond that, I believe it's being used as a targeting agent even on some of us. Doctor?
Well, I'll tell you, I can't express how many times I've had that concept that people have brought to me from all over. I mean, this is a broad spectrum of people. This isn't just, you know, one guy that's been living in a bunker in Idaho for the last 15 years. These are people that are well-reasoned. These are people that are well-read and intelligent and articulate. And I get contact from people all over that suggest that the targeting is a possibility. So, you know, I don't know, but I'm absolutely convinced also that it was basically enhanced and upgraded to the point that it is more deadly. It is more likely to be caught by human beings, and I believe it was done purposely. I believe that much of the research started in the United States under Fauci's guidance. It was transferred to China, and it's just beyond me. I cannot comprehend why someone would do some kind of enhancement to a disease to make it more deadly and human race to be more susceptible to it. It is diabolical. When Christ said, you know, anyone that offends one of these little ones, we're all God's little ones. We really are. And for someone to have the audacity, the absolute disdain of human life to the point that they would do something like this, it truly is a crime against humanity. I believe we need, you know, I don't know, we'll call them the Nuremberg trials or if they'll be the Washington, D.C. trials, but certainly there needs to be a full exposure. Now, the Senate and the House, these special select committees that investigate things, their best use nowadays has been, in recent decades, I guess I should say, is covering up criminal activity.
Sad,
but I wish
true.
There would be a full
And the reason, that I say that it's intentionally released and that it was, you know, manufactured, intentionally weaponized, etc., is because I believe that COVID-19 is weaponized. I believe AIDS was weaponized. I believe that the vaccines are weaponized. And the reason that I say that is because, and here's the point, if it wasn't so, if it was not their agenda, if they were really caught by surprise, if it was really an accident on the world or whatever else, they would be doing everything they could, using all current protocols, past and present, to stamp out this disease, to help people get well. And anything that had potential, they would embrace and support. But literally, when you're in the hospital and you're about to die, and they say, we're going to put you on a ventilator, and you know that 90%+ of the time you go on that ventilator and you're dead. And then we say, can we try ivermectin first, please? A doctor has given this to us. We know some people believe in it, some people don't, but we at least want to try this. Our loved one's life is at stake. They literally mock you, ridicule you, hostily abuse you, reject your attempt, and then put someone on a ventilator, and then they die. And now we've even had courts side against the hospitals that are now getting in trouble for denying these treatments to people. Why across the board would they mock ivermectin? Okay? Why across the board would they mock hydroxychloroquine? Why would they mock these clonal antibodies? Why would they then get in your face? And Fauci's the lead guy on this, literally preaching doom and gloom and evil. Now, Ben Carson is in an interview coming out in the Epoch Times here soon. And Carson says this, let's look around the world at things that work. Let's look at the fact that on the western coast of Africa, there's almost no COVID. And then let's ask the question of why is that? And then you see that it's because they take anti-malarials, particularly hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, etc. Let's study that. Let's see what's going on here. Let's listen to these physician groups who have had incredible success with ivermectin. Let's look at the results about the monoclonal antibodies. Let's do all that we can to have the truth and to have transparency. You got Dr. Ben Carson saying, let's put them all in the list so that we don't have a one-size-fits-all. Pandemic could be solved quickly if we'd take politics out of it, says Ben Carson. Robert Malone, the creator of the mRNA vaccines, is saying this is not safe, this is not effective. They're lying and literally creating the Malone Doctrine, saying we've got to have transparency here. We've got to have accountability here. They're lying to you. Robert Malone begging parents not to let their kids to take these vaccines. Now we discover furthermore that, hey, there's more deaths in 2021 from the COVID, not only in the United States, but around the world than there was in 2020. It's ratcheting up, Dr. Bradley. And so when all this happens, and then I try to speak out to tell the truth, they destroy my character. When I say ivermectin saved my life, they say, oh, you're eating horse poop, are you? No, it was prescribed by a doctor, thank you. The same thing that Joe Rogan debated. We've had doctors prescribe ivermectin who believe in it, and it helped us both stay alive and get well, and they mock it. But if they're genuinely wanting the truth, and this virus was not intentionally created, was not used to murder, and was not used to create panic and fear to destroy all that we hold dear, then why are they hostile all the way from the leader, Anthony Fauci, backed by Trump and Biden, by the way? Why would they rush these vaccines to market, experimental vaccines? Now they're distancing themselves from the J&J vaccine a year later and recommending other vaccines instead because of blood clots and adverse reactions. Now you have a study that's come out showing that, you know what, the VAERS database shows 20,000 deaths from the COVID. Now it's 400,000. They say it's likely that it's 20 times that or more. No one's admitting this in the media. Why would all this be happening if it was not intentional? At some point, you have this cause and effect reality where you say, you know, you might not have tried to kill me, but now that I have a chance at life and you deny me that chance, at some point I have to think you're trying to kill me. And you say, well, you're crazy, Sam. That's a conspiracy idea. But you know what? If you've experienced it, you start to think a little differently, don't you, Dr. Bradley?
Well, you do. And I have to say that my family, you know, I believe that them being there by my side when I was often unable to speak for myself, I think they had much to do with my preservation when there were protocols that are really, really unique to the United States were being brought forth, and they put their foot down and said, absolutely not, under no circumstances will this be administered to me. Okay, we have the United States, in terms of percent of population, the highest death rate because of this plandemic, and I believe it really is tied to the protocols that we're using in the United States and the unwillingness to look at some of the other protocols that are used so successfully around the rest of the world. I know that, for example, one physician that my wife talked with, it was a very heated exchange when, you know, the suggestion was made that the use of vitamins might have some value. He absolutely blew up. It's anti-vax propaganda, and he just was in a rant. Sounds like we got to take a quick break, but holy cow.
Who has created the divide between the physicians and the medical profession and the people they're supposed to serve? Who created that wedge? It's from top to bottom. Why, if we're all trying to get better together, huh? Dr. Bradley in seconds.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
For decades, leftist, liberal, socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
All right, back with you live. Dr. Bradley's with me, ladies and gentlemen. So I just don't understand why the hostility for the medical establishment. Why the hostility? Why, you know, these guys are heroes when they at first took care of COVID and people and worked. And then now, because they don't want to take the vaccine, now they're somehow discredited, ignorant, conspiracy theorists, stupid, fire them, get rid of them. We've driven a wedge between the medical establishment and the people that they're supposed to serve. We've jettisoned the first do no harm idea. And we just say, look, we're going to go ahead no matter what the consequences are, no matter what the research shows. We're going to just, so even Ben Carson, well-known surgeon, and even Dr. Robert Malone literally saying, look, they're lying to you. Thousands of doctors and the frontline doctors and everything saying that, but literally the government just goes right ahead and jettisons every ounce of knowledge we have after 2 years. And they're opening up a can. They're going for broke. More deaths in 2021 than 2020, and it's getting worse by the second, and every move they make makes it worse. Every move they make drives a greater wedge. Every move they make trashes the economy, destroys society, causes death. Every single move. And at some point, you've got to say they couldn't make it worse by accident if they tried. This is intentional. And everything points to that reality. And at some point, my brain just says, you've got to be convinced. You've got churches prescribed into this. You've got, and we say, hey, going to the strip bar is more important than going to church. Open the strip bar, shut down the church. So one church leader says, I'm going to take off my coat and call it a strip show so you can come to church. Mocking them for their, but this is intentional, doctor. There's no other conclusion that an intelligent mind can come to.
You know, it's been said that if something happens in politics, it was purposeful. And I don't believe there's any way anybody under any circumstances that was willing to do an analysis of this could say it was anything other than an agenda-driven political solution that is not science-based. There has not been a shred of scientific evidence, process, procedure that's been done and what they've done right from the very beginning, before anybody supposedly knew any of this, you know, in the general public. It was apparent to me that the purpose of this was to drive mandatory vaccinations that ultimately would have a bigger global thing. Now, if the truth is fully revealed, I'm pretty confident we're going to find that Fauci and some of these others like Bill Gates and so on have all got a financial interest in these kinds of things, and that they are exercising their will at the highest levels of institutions, whether it's churches or medical. I mean, you know, you look at the medical societies that are out there that have bought into this. Now, there are, if you will, mavericks out there. You know, the American Society of Physicians and Surgeons, I think that's the name, those guys are independent physicians and surgeons that are in the United States. You look at the frontline doctors. There have been 15,000 plus scientists, researchers, and physicians that have signed on to the concept that the process that's being done now is not sound, and they're all being silenced. I mean, again, I've been deplatformed, because I have brought forth some of the information. I'm not a physician, but I can go read, and I can think, and I can analyze, and I can bring forth information that these people are trying to share with us, and it's been absolutely destroyed by the establishment. So, yes, there is an effort being put forth, unquestionably, and the problem is that the mainstream reporting sources have kind of had free rein, convince the grandma and grandpa, the mom and dad, the low information voter, if you will, that you hear about, that, oh, yeah, I heard it on CBS and MSNBC, CNN, whatever. It must be truth. And, you know, those instruments have been captured long ago by establishment powers that are trying to share an agenda. I mean, I think about when I was young, Walter Cronkite, you know, back in the 60s, and what a, you know, grandfatherly figure he was with credibility. But the truth is out now that he was seeking a global government even then. And if we think some of these people are not, I think we're actually delusional. They are in their position for a reason. And so, I don't know, but it's astounding to me the death toll that's happening because of that exercise of agenda. And you look at what's happening, the House of Representatives passed H.R. 550. It's a modernization of immunization stuff, and they are going to give the government insights and ability to track everything immunization-wise. Look at the Constitution. Look at the Fourth Amendment. Look at, I mean, here's another deal that Biden's pushing for with the IRS having access to all of our bank accounts. I mean, being secure in your papers and everything. It's just astonishing to me. There is no, I mean, they are just, there's nothing holding them back. They're running amok in every single way possible. And the public has just become kind of brain dead. I don't know what it is. The general populace should be up in arms over this thing. And yet we're not. There's many that are trying to give the voice of warning, but they almost have been bereft of any instrument by which they can bring that to a broad spectrum of society. It is, I don't know what else to call it, but a conspiracy that is of huge magnitude that literally is seeking to engulf the world in a whole new philosophy.
Well, and here's even more proof. I don't know if you know, but refugees are not vaccinated. Why? Because drug makers fear injury lawsuits. It turns out, ladies and gentlemen, that migrants fall outside of legal immunity granted by countries to Big Pharma. Aren't more WND.com with the story, but the United Nations even blatantly admits and says that COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers have required that countries relieve them of any legal liability. When they can't get that, they don't want to vaccinate you. Now, I find that, again, more positive proof. Why are these manufacturers so paranoid? Well, because they know they're not safe and effective. Why are these governments doing this? Because they've got an agenda to peddle this porn fear scenario, peddle this agenda to make us all sick. There's an agenda here, and everything points to it. You could say, well, you don't have the facts, Sam. Well, I have the facts. They told me that ivermectin was horse poop. Don't you dare take it. And I have the facts that when I took it, I got well. And literally within hours, I got off oxygen. I have those facts. I have also the facts that everything they tell me turns out not to be true. And deaths are increasing, not decreasing, doctor.
Well, the fact of the matter is that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin have been long recognized as safe and effective on human beings for applications that were, of course, you know, they didn't know about COVID when they did these things. But they have been approved and used millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of doses have been administered throughout the world for decades, literally. And this is not horse medicine, as they try to mock you about. I know my family got some of that when my situation was going on. And literally, it's a kind of a denial, a disparaging kind of they throw it out as absolutely you're an idiot for thinking about this, but it is being effectively used in many countries around the world. But the protocols in the United States that are dictated, you know, the CDC, the National Institute of Health, the FDA, they have completely lost any credibility in my mind. Any. It's across the board. When I hear commercials on television about get this or that or the other kind of medication, and then they have all the contradictions that say, oh, well, you may kill your kidneys or may give you suicidal or homicidal thoughts or, you know, whatever. I mean, it's like, you approved this? So it's FDA approved with these kind of challenges? And then you have major institutions, churches, medical organizations that just fall all over themselves to accept this so-called government approval thing. And they admit when they advertise them that they have huge destructive downsides. And people say, well, if the FDA approved it, it must be okay. Almost everything gets FDA approved now after going through some nosebleed and paying all the right bribes and having the right pharma companies involved that either were formerly with the FDA or their current people are now in the FDA. And it's just an incestuous kind of organization. No credibility in my mind for any of the things that Fauci has ever touched. And it seems to be that his tentacles are metastasizing constantly through political processes too. Both parties, I think, are guilty of fostering false solutions that are destructive to the American people. And they're passing bills in Congress right now, H.R. 550 that I mentioned. Look it up, read it, and recognize that this transfers to the federal government, the national government, huge consequential powers that ultimately finally may control our every aspect of life and their ability to reach into your bank accounts. Biden wanted any bank account that had $600 to be able to be opened by the IRS to look at transfers. There have been people say, oh, we had a great victory. Now it's $10,000 is what we're kind of targeting. Good heavens. If they can go to any bank account, it violates the Fourth Amendment. And they say, oh, we've got to do this to get rid of tax cheats. And it's like, no, wait. You're violating the Constitution to do something that already violates the Constitution. You know,
the last point is Congress allowed the FDA and the media to call ivermectin horse poop and kind of mock it till the cows come home and let the government tell everybody not to take it. All the while, over 100 congressmen, senators, in other words, members of the House and Senate, and their families and their staffs were literally taking ivermectin. Okay, well, that doesn't happen unless there's an agenda, right?
Absolutely. It's a
because one congressman, one out of 100 plus, could have said, wait a minute, me and my family and my staff are on it. What are you talking about? It's been recommended by my physicians nobody said a word. And then we caught them at it, and then it didn't make the mainstream press, so most people don't even know that fact is real even now. But this just shows the duplicitous agenda.
Why does it just become a political... Why does it go in the political arena? Why is not discussion and debate and exposure and review and consideration by intelligent, well-educated subject matter experts? It's not. It's being put just completely shunted away.
We're flat out of time. We'll get into HR 550 more in detail soon with Dr. Scott Bradley. He's getting stronger every day. Thank God Almighty. It no doubt is an incredible miracle that we were able to stand by and witness. We had faith for and prayed for it, so we are grateful to take part. Ladies and gentlemen, miracles are real, and they happen to the followers of Christ. And they happen now. I testify Christ lives, that he loves us, and that he's in charge of liberty. Let's turn to him. But the truth shall set us free. Dr. Bradley, thank you. To everyone else, for Sam and Dr. Scott Bradley, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.